Blog Talk Radio.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head down so you could just sit down and just sit there.
Hey, we trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
On the line, Keisha Taylor. What's up, girl?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, girl.
How are you this evening?
Damn tight. More than good.
Yes. Yes.
Listen.
Your schedule made me tight.
Girl, listen.
It made me tight.
So, you know, I don't even want to talk about what this raggedy ass schedule is being this week. I'm just thankful for these 44 days that I'm off. I ain't got no shenanigans to get into quite yet. But if I do, yep, just pray for the world. Pray for
all right, dear.
You're home? You're home? Or?
Yes.
Are you near a computer? Okay. So if you can get near your computer and log in to the website, I'm getting ready to start driving so I can go home. I am still sitting in an employee parking lot.
Uh-oh. Okay. I got to get all that info.
So you can see Ron come in. I don't know if Dre is coming in. I don't know if he had some host shit that he wanted to do today. I'm about over people, and they want to do host shit, and we got...
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm close to near... Oh, he here. The whole done showed up. Oh, here.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
why I got to be the hoe this week?
Nigga, you the hoe every week.
I mean, you, if you, if
every week.
So don't be like that.
Whatever. So, let me know when you're logged in so that I can put my car in drive or reverse. So while Keisha Taylor is getting logged into her computer for me, we drink because we say inappropriate ass things here on the code. Right now only one person spoke. They don't. They're not here, and they ain't got here yet, so they're late as always. Tonight we are talking about the upcoming Olympics and all the black girl magic and black folk magic that's in the Olympics. And I'm going to go ahead and get my little Aggie Pride out right now. Aggie Pride, because four Aggies are going to the Olympics. Two will be running the 400 with the USA, while the other two will be running with their respective countries, which is, I want to say, Mexico and I want to say Nigeria.
All right.
That's what I'm going to say. So, yeah.
Graceboro going to be so, all up in there.
Yeah, so I really wish that they were allowing spectators to come because a bitch would take some time off. Black hell, I'm going to Japan for 4 days. Y'all can get my ass.
The breakdancers, we got two breakdancers going from here, too.
They made. I don't give a goddamn about another goddamn breakdancer.
I mean, they black. Good Lord.
First of all, have you ever seen a breakdancing competition in the Olympics?
They just added it this year. They've been trying to get it for decades, and they just added it this year.
That is
a big accomplishment.
Is that a sport?
Yes, dance competition is a sport. It's big in Japan. Real
why
big. Breakdancing is huge
talking?
Over there. Those are your cousins. You're supposed to know that.
Keisha Kaylee, you love it. Are you love it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm backing up. Let me get out this goddamn parking lot.
Okay.
I'm not getting on the highway. So, I don't care. But yeah, so that's what we're talking about today.
I was watching a little bit of the qualifying round for the gymnastics today. It was just on TV. And I'm excited to see, because this is such a young crew, I'm just excited to see what they will grow into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't realize, like, the last time Simone Biles was at the Olympics, like, she was 19. Like, 19.
Yeah.
So I'm just interested to see what they accomplish and what they grow into. This week, there was another young lady. I don't know her name. I saw it really briefly. I don't know the name of the sport. It's where you spin around in a circle and you throw the ball.
It's shot put.
And girlfriend did that.
Young lady from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, she did that.
Yeah.
She did that. Like, I don't know the rules. I don't know any of it, but I know she did that.
Well, I know that you shared an interesting tidbit with me earlier when we were talking about it. So, this will be your first time actually watching the Olympics.
Yes. Because usually around Olympic time, for whatever reason, like
it's the summer usually, so it's like this, like, either I'm at the soccer stadium or I'm at Prudential, and I never get to see it. And then by the time I get home, some shit on, like, I don't care about.
Okay.
Like, synchronized swimming.
Girl, you better not talk about synchronized swimming. Listen, I watch synchronized swimming, honey.
Yeah, so I always miss them.
Listen, you're not going to sit and judge nobody who watches synchronized swimming. That's my shit. I'm going to be real honest. I'm going to tell you what I like to watch. I like to watch all track and field. I watch all of it. I watch gymnastics. I can't really get into the men's gymnastics because some of that stuff, I'd be like, why y'all doing it? But okay. And I watch swimming, and I watch synchronized swimming. Sorry. So, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So,
this will be interesting. I'm excited to see all of this. I'm very excited about the track and field. I absolutely am. I'm excited to see everything. I am. I feel like it's going to be amazing. Like, there's no other way to describe it. It's just going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome. Because the Kyrie, she's going to go, and she's going to take all the goals.
And she's going to show out. She's going to show out, and ain't nobody going to be mad. And they better not never. And they better not. They might not talk about her nails. They better not talk about her hair. They better not say nothing other than she beat them bitches. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. Because I could, it was one interview that she was given, and I could see they was trying to segue into that. Like, no, don't you do that to her. No, ma'am. Let that girl be. She won.
Did you see the interview where she was like, I just want everybody to know that I'm that, and she about to say bitch, but she said that girl.
Exactly. As she should.
She caught herself. That shit was so fucking funny. I was like, yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing about her hair. I don't want to hear nothing about her nails. I don't care about none of that, because if y'all want to go back and look at who was it, FloJo?
Right.
She had them red nails. She had them long claws. She had that bright red lipstick. And she still whooped everybody's ass. So I don't want to hear nothing about it.
Exactly.
And I don't want to hear, and I don't, because now they already talking about, oh, you can't wear anything that says Black Lives Matter when you're in the, if you're being interviewed and stuff like that, you can't wear it. It can't be anywhere on your uniform. It can't be, like, we already starting to set rules. I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, you got to have this color. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't say this. You can't. I don't want to hear none of that. None of it. Let that girl go there and whoop everybody ass and get her medals and come on home. That's it. That's it.
I agree. I agree.
Don't try to hit them with, oh, now all of a sudden it's a dress code. Now you can't have long nails. Now you can't have bright colored hair. Now you can't do this. You can't do that. No. Let that girl, just let that girl win. Just let her do what she's supposed to do. And show y'all the reason why she got there. That's it.
Exactly.
That is it. Because they've been coming for Simone Biles. They've been coming for her. Oh, why is she doing all these difficult things? She's doing it because she can, bitch. Like, I don't understand. What? Because if I can do some shit can't nobody else do, you're damn right I'm going to do it. What you talking about?
Oh, well, you keep doing all these things that the other girls can't do. That ain't her problem. That ain't her problem.
Maybe y'all should get your shit together and maybe you should learn how to do it.
Okay. And then you could tell tonight, like, she wanted to do some off-the-wall mess, but then her coaches was like, yeah, nah, don't do that. Just you know what I'm saying? Don't kill them. Just do the bare minimum. Just do what you need to do. And you could tell, like, you could look at her when she was doing the floor routine. Like, she just was like, all right, I'm going to keep it simple. Let that girl be great.
Exactly.
If she want to jump up to the rafters, let that girl jump up to the rafters. Shit. Let her do it. You go tell little Kellyanne or whatever the hell else her name is. Tell her that she got to train and learn how to do it too.
Not Kellyanne from Queen of the South.
No, not that Kellyanne. Whatever that child name that was up there. Not that Kellyanne.
Okay, not that Kellyanne. Okay.
Mm-mm, not that kind of Kellyanne. The other kind. You know the kind I'm talking about. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Did you see the series finale of that show?
I sure did.
Okay, we're going to get into that in a minute.
We can talk about it later. About these Andre, do you have some Olympic stuff that you
want to
watch?
I like
the yes, I like the freestyle wrestling. I like the shot put. I like the hammer because my boy Chad John used to throw the hammer, and he tried his best to go, but he had an injury. But yeah, and as a former track star in high school, I like to see the track. I want to see them run. I want to see the little long leg people.
Wait a minute. Raising my hand. I got a question. Dre, you used to run track?
Yes. I ran track in high school. I played basketball in high school.
And
my white side kicked in. I played soccer for a year. Got a problem?
No, I just never knew that you were an athletic type.
I'm going to pretend that I heard every word that Dre said because I really need you to speak up. That's not what.
I said, I want to see the freestyle wrestling, track and field, especially the hammer. I like to see when they throw the hammer in the shot put. Oh, and the weightlifting, too. I like to see the weightlifting because them women be tripping me out when they be lifting that strong-ass, heavy-ass weight. That shit is amazing.
Okay, I'm pretending like I heard it again.
Uh-oh. Ron's here.
Hey, what's going on, good people?
Hey, little ugly dude.
Hey, that's kind of nice. I ain't been ugly since, well, I'm a little ugly, but that's beside the point. Wait, hold on. What fucking position did Dre play in basketball? And what the fuck did this nigga run? What did this nigga run? The 3 meter?
I was a point guard. Don't play me. I played 2 good years until the damn weed kept. Until the weed damn took over my life.
Wait, hold on. Did you say you played for your church and used the point to God? Is that what you said?
No, Negro. I played for my high school. What the fuck? I'm trying to act like I ain't gonna play no ball. What the hell wrong with y'all?
Ron, don't you come in here starting your shit.
He played for the church league and he used to point to God. That's what I thought
man,
he said. My bad,
fucking,
I was mistaken.
I cannot play basketball for no damn church league without me cussing too much in the damn thing. That would not happen.
My bad, I misunderstood. I apologize. I came in, I was wrong. I'm gonna step back. My apologies.
Emotional. Oh, no. Oh, no. So, Ron, is there anything that you want to see? Like, specifically
the Olympics? Son. This Olympic shit, son? This shit right here, son? Mm-mm. I don't know about none of this Olympic shit. I ain't following none of this shit. I don't know about none of it. All I know is that Ben Johnson cheated. That's all I know.
Lord. Okay.
Yeah. That's all I remember. Ben Johnson cheated for Canada. That's all I know.
Yeah, Lord.
Guess I'm sorry. Was I supposed to do some research?
No.
I mean, you could have, but it's okay, Ron.
Okay.
We love you anyway.
Your ass wasn't going to do that. He left.
Okay, so now since y'all have showed that y'all fucking think the least of me, what do y'all think about the young lady who wasn't able to go to the Olympics, but yet she was the world record holder in 2019, and since there were no games in 2020, technically she was the world record holder last year, since there was no games last year, and she's not able to go because she had an off day. What do y'all think about that?
I mean, she had an off day. I mean, she can't go. Well, she didn't win.
All right, you repeated what I said. You didn't tell me how you felt.
I don't care. Like,
I mean, okay. So she was supposed to go, but she didn't go, but she had a bad day. So now she can't go. I mean, hey, this is the best of the best of the best of the best.
This is the only country that does that dumb shit. Every other country, if you are the champion for that country, you got a spot. And if you have a bad day being the best, we still notice you the shit. So that there's three spots. One and two will get the spot, and the third spot will be open for our discretion. Every other country does that except for this one.
Well, for somebody who really ain't interested in the shit, you seem like you know some shit. So why you act like you coming in and you don't be knowing shit?
Okay.
Now, I listen to sports radio all day. I'm not interested in this shit, but I hear about it, and it comes into my cipher. But it doesn't interest me. I just pick something that came into my cipher that I retained to ask you to see if it interests you. But I was just giving it to you because you thought I was full of shit. So I had to show you that I know some things. I know some things.
Oh, goodness gracious. Nobody.
But, yeah, but anyway, the young lady, yo, if you the best, if you LeBron James – and you catch a cold, they're not going to keep you off the Olympic team. They're going to be like, yo, yeah, we got the trials and all that shit. He nice, but he was sick,
but
we could still let his ass in.
It's different when it comes to basketball because at one point they didn't use NBA players. At one point they didn't use them. But basketball is different from a track and field situation. You know you got to show up and show out and be the best
that
again, you are.
Again, this is the only country that does that. Every other country realizes that if you the shit, sometimes you have a bad day. I'm not going to lose my country's chance to be the best because you had a bad day and we don't have you on the team. I'm just saying, most other countries do it except for the United States. I just think it's bullshit when I heard about it, so I figured I'd throw it at y'all. Y'all obviously do not feel the same.
I'm not upset. I don't care.
So why the fuck are we having this conversation about Olympics since you don't care about shit?
Nigga, let me tell you something. You know what? Sometimes I be so fucking sick of you, and you like to mess with me when I have had a long fucking ass day with white people.
No, is that about you when you've had a little fucking day? I'm saying, how you gonna be like, yo, I don't, how's your answer, I don't care, but yet, no,
I mean,
this is the topic you choose to discuss.
The words, I don't care. Like I said, I just feel like, you know, you should, like, if this is something that you really want to, just like the young man who they had slotted to run the 800 for the U.S. I think his last name was Brazier. They slotted him to win and to be able to go on to the Olympics. He also holds the world record for some shit, and he is not going to the Olympics because his ass came in fifth.
Oh, so maybe I'm talking, but not to her, and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
So,
cause that just sounds too close for it to be two people who have the same situation.
And I was like, oh my God, I wasn't, you know, rooting for him. And I'm like, what the heck just happened here?
Right.
Just
so do you think that should be done?
No, because you still have to be in the top three. I mean, the two guys that did win, that were, they also had slotted to win, to go on, they got in. So I don't know what may have happened, what he may have been going through, if his foot started hurting or some shit. I don't know.
But what we do know is he going to be watching the Olympics from his motherfucking couch.
No, we don't know that. We don't know that because if I spend all them years getting ready and I'm not there, I'm not watching none of y'all motherfuckers.
Okay, then. So guess what? He watching Fast and the Furious on his couch then. That's what he watching. He watching
Family Feud Africa.
Okay, he can watch that too.
Who the fuck watches that shit?
I don't know, but them chicks on here fly as shit.
How you say you don't know? Because clearly you watch it. How you watch it?
I don't watch the show, but I've seen the clips of it. You know, they have certain clips on social media with the funny answers and things of that nature. I haven't seen anything
from Family Feud Africa. I mean, I know that it exists because I remember Steve Harvey talking about it on his show one day, and that's why he has spent so much time in Africa. But,
yeah, but they got fatties. They got fatties. Usually the little thing hides all that, but that shit is seeable. Them Eritreans, nigga, them South Africans, nigga, fucking Lagos, nigga. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was getting
so excited. That's why Ron
back to Dre pointing the guard.
Yeah.
For the track asses.
Yeah.
Well, he said that he used to run track. What did he run, Dre?
Dre, that's back when Dre was a pimp and he used to run the track. See, y'all misunderstanding what he's saying.
Lord, have mercy. There you go. First of all,
I'm just saying, that's back in your pimping days.
I was the damn second leg. Then I tried to do the hurdles, but
he ran
my damn jumping ability, my jumping ability did not want to act right, and I failed like twice. When I hit the hurdles, they did it for me. None of that shit. Nope. Skips my knees all up. Hell no. But I'm gonna tell you why I ran. The main reason why I ran, Ron. All right, we used to have to hold the blocks for the females. So when they did,
I was about to say what was her name. I was gonna ask you what was her name. I know it was a bitch.
So it was this chick named Janae Brown. So when they were there getting in the blocks and shit, right, and she had to do the knee, and then when they shoot that motherfucking knee, she took that bitch up in the air. Man, all we were doing looking up their shorts. We was nasty with bastards.
Disgusting. Y'all should have got some pedophilia charges or some type of shit at that time.
It's not pedophilia.
That don't mean no damn thing.
The nigga was in the same grade as her. That ain't pedophile.
He needs statutory something. I don't know.
Now, it's creepy as shit. It's creepy and dirtball as shit. That's what it is, but it ain't pedophilic.
Yes, it is. That's nasty, period.
Oh, damn.
Not dirtball.
Right, but not pedophilic.
That was pretty funny.
That's
just
grimy.
You
don't get it twisted.
Not a pedophile.
Nigga Dre, that's what I'm talking about.
Nigga.
Always look for a time to look for, you know what I'm saying, a fucking uterus. This nigga always want to peek at a uterus. I hear that.
Look, bro, it was so easy because they, like half of them chicks, they didn't wear drawers because the damn shorts were so damn tiny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, again, any female who runs track and doesn't wear drawers, my kind of girl.
Exactly.
Because there's no excuse. I don't give a fuck if you run in the 3,000. There's no excuse for you not to have drawers on.
Just out here just smelling like the world outside.
Smelling like, no, I'm saying you handing off your baton.
No, you smell like,
I don't want that
like
smelling like
outside.
That.
Everything smells like outside.
Mm-hmm. Smelling like Adidas.
Dummy.
Nobody wanting a pussy smelling like Adidas. All right, let me ask y'all a serious question. Y'all ready for this?
Right.
Yes.
When they had, I don't know how recently they talked about it, but I know not too long ago they're talking about certain protocols for the testing and things of that nature. So let's just say somebody spends all these years training for the Olympics, and they are totally against vaccinations. Yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
they should still be able to compete.
They knew what they signed up for when they decided to go to the trials and stuff. So they probably had to have them before they went to the trial. So if they falsify some shit, because they do check stuff, if they falsify some shit, then they gonna strip them from a lot of stuff.
Nigga, did you hear my question?
I'm telling, I mean, like, they know what they have to do to be able to do it. That's just like your job saying to you, Ron, in order for you to continue to go into these businesses, into these homes, you need to be vaccinated. That's your money, right? So are you going to not do that because you don't want to be vaccinated?
Yep.
Then, all right, then you just quit your job, then, and you just go just be a bum and
mm-mm.
do whatever.
I'm
going to
have to fire me and get unemployment.
Nigga, no, you won't.
That's why I said, I'm going to let them fire me and get unemployment.
But then they could also deny your unemployment because it was something that was going to be a requirement of your job.
Then I will claim to be a Jew or a Mormon or some religion that says I can't have vaccinations, and I will sue them.
Niggas are trash. Trash ass niggas.
I'm just saying, my point in saying that is these people in 2016 was the last Olympics, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So these people been training mm-hmm. in 2017, no pandemic. 2018, no pandemic. 2019, most of the year, no pandemic. End of the year, some bullshit. 2020, we confused. We don't know what's going on. All this time, they still training. Nobody said nothing about you got to do this, you got to do that. Now, 2021 come, yeah, we're going to have it. All right, boom, you got to get vaccinated. I think that's kind of fucked up for somebody to put all of that time in. And then because of that issue.
That you have to make. If you want to continue to do what you're doing, then you make the sacrifice. You make the choice. It's up to you. They're not telling you. They can tell you, oh, you got to do it, but you still have a choice. You want to throw all of your
mm-hmm.
hard work away because you don't want to do some shit that you're being asked to do? That's on you.
Why'd you frame it like that? Why can't you frame it as you want to throw all your hard work away because you don't want to put your life at risk for something you don't know about? Why can't you frame it that way?
Then why not? If you are so worried about something that you have not educated yourself about, why not educate yourself?
Maybe you did educate yourself and the education came back. Don't take that shit.
Then you make a choice with inside of yourself. And you decide if you go into these Olympics or you not.
Okay. I mean, it is a decision,
you
know what I'm saying?
It is entirely up to you. You can go to the Olympics or you can watch Fast and Furious on your couch. Like, it's up to you.
Stupid. You stupid.
You can sit and watch it on the couch. You can sit and watch it at the local bar. You can decide wherever you choose to watch it at. You can go sit on your goddamn lawn and watch it on the big screen on the side of your house, as far as I care. But it's your choice.
Okay. Fastest marathon in the world from Kenya, let's just say, right? This person has the ability to bring that country's recognition and maybe a few $1 million in revenue behind their winning the marathon. And that person says no. You think a country, and I don't mean to use Kenya because it's a melanated country, any country, Estonia, whatever, you think that country is going to say, all right, we're going to sweep this under the rug because you're the fucking best. We want you to go do it. You think that country will do that, or you think the countries are above that too?
They still, okay, so each country knows the rules of going to the Olympics because there's a set of rules that they have to follow. So if
all
they
right,
decide.
To say that, I say East German drugs.
The fuck, nigga, it don't matter the fuck where. There's rules to this shit. There's
well,
rules
no,
and
you're right.
And
what
procedures.
I'm saying is they've been breaking rules forever.
And that's why
shut
certain
up,
countries don't get to participate. You ever, but see, for
why
you not,
shut up?
You don't get it. There's certain countries that don't get to participate in the game because they broke rules.
Name one.
Yeah, it was, I think
say
it
Russia
might
is
be.
One of them.
Yeah, because they were doing it.
I believe
doing
North
doping.
Korea does not. They can't
all right.
follow
all right.
Yeah, they
all
was
right.
doing the doping. It was a,
Right.
It was a documentary that came out about that. So
you mean,
Russia,
a documentary about them breaking the rules.
Yes,
they did documentaries about them being disqualified from the game as because they were
so
breaking the rules.
So it was I forgot what it was. Was it the gymnastics team or it was either the gymnastics
right,
team or
right.
it was something else? They all got caught using steroids.
Yes, you're right.
And they got caught not once, but they got caught twice, and they've been banned from it ever since.
So you think that those countries knew about it?
Yeah, they knew about the doping. Yeah, you're not supposed to use steroids for nothing.
They know it.
Okay, so now my question was originally, if the countries, you think they'll sweep this vaccination under the rug to let their money maker go to the Olympics? All right.
Here's the thing. They could. They very much well could, but they're going to get caught.
Exactly.
They're going to get caught. So, like,
you can
fake the documentation. Yeah. You could send Helga and everybody else, right? You can fake the documentation all you want, but they're still gonna go through their process. I imagine the Olympic Committee is still gonna do their due diligence, and they're still gonna go through their process, and it's gonna come back that you lied. So now you're disqualified again. So not only have you been disqualified, now you have shamed the country also. It's one thing
exactly.
if you shame the country and you lost. Like,
well, what do
you
mean
lost,
you
shame
the country?
Shame the
if
country.
The country know about
but
it,
now,
then we shame the country. The country shamed itself, too. Don't try to blame it on the person only.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And that's why
so,
they end up,
okay,
that's
okay,
why
okay,
they
okay.
end up
My
being
bad.
Banned from the Olympics all the way around if they find that the government knew it as well.
Now, I don't know this, and this is slightly – is there a test? To test if you've taken the test or taken the vaccination? Like, how would you tell if somebody was vaccinated besides them just getting it? I don't know that answer.
I also believe that there is documentation. So not only I know that you have to have a card, I know that, but then I also think that
nigga,
there's
they
a record.
Those on Amazon, nigga. I'm sorry.
So I also think that when it comes to things like that, I think that there is, so you have to have the card, but I also think like there's a facility thing, like you have to go, like the facility has to go through something when you're dealing with the Olympics. I don't think it's that way for like people, but like regular folk, but like the Olympic committee, I feel like they do, you know, like the facility you got it at, they need, you know, proof, documentation. I feel like they just go through all of that.
But
like, I don't feel like the local CVS go through all of that. You know what I mean?
I see. If you're saying
documentation. And they probably get tested.
Right. Now, the test. See, but that's what I'm saying. If you don't have, I don't have COVID. I didn't take the vaccination. I go there and I don't catch it. I don't think they'd ever find out. Now, if I say I got vaccinated and I go there and I catch it, then I'm like, oh, nigga, you lied. You had to lie because you said you was vaccinated. Unless there's a test to see. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There is a test. There is a test that you can take after you've been vaccinated that shows that you have the antibodies in your body.
Right, that's what I'm asking. All right. So if you take that test.
Oh, see, I had no idea about that. Oh, okay.
Right,
yeah.
See, but documentation, nigga, they be lying about these motherfuckers' ages all the time. You can't trust no country documentation. But a test to see if you got that antibody, to me, that's a little different. All right.
Yeah, all right. So, and then you have to, you know, have a test before you travel. Then when you probably get there, because, yeah, you're going to be traveling for 16 to 16 hours. Yeah, 16 to 18, sorry. So.
And do they have to quarantine once they get over there, too?
I'm not sure. Because they're asking regular people. Us regular schmegler-ass people not
to come. No. They're not asking people. They can't come.
No, I'm not saying they're telling us not to come. Because
no, from what they said, not to come to the country, okay, that may be. But the games, they're only letting people who live in the country in the games.
Right. They're not. People from other countries are not able to go.
Right. They can't. They can't get in.
Right.
That's a hell of
because,
a fucking home court advantage, though. That's some bullshit.
But see, here's the thing. These fuckers over here in America don't know how to fucking act on a regular soil. So you don't want to wear your goddamn mask on a goddamn 45-minute fucking flight. So how many of them asses are going to wear their mask on an 18-hour flight? And they can't even wear for a 45-minute one.
But all right, so boom. Just think of it this way. You're going to an event where everybody has to be vaccinated, right? I would think that then more than likely you would be vaccinated, and do you have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated?
You suggested that you still do.
So,
why
no,
is
you don't have to.
Walking on the highway? Wait a minute. What? Is that truck following that lady? Did that person put them out that truck? I've got questions.
Lord, have mercy.
I ain't got no answers, because that shit is confusing.
What they're saying is
regular schmuggler ass people, if you have the vaccine, you don't have to wear your mask out in public.
Right, you don't have
if
to.
If you don't, if you don't have the vaccine, you still have to wear your mask out in public.
All right, would your work environment, Kitty, be considered public?
Yes.
All right, so
and
then you don't have to wear your mask, so then they can go to 18 hours without it.
Listen. I still wear my mask because motherfuckers lie. Hear me?
Mm-hmm.
They lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, wear my mask 100% of the time while I am at work. I wear my mask until I get to my car. Period. Because there's a lot of places that we go where they're like, oh, you don't have to wear your mask. What your situation is? I don't know that you want to just not wear your mask because you don't know. Because, like, I'll be honest. People go to the fucking club and they ain't got no goddamn mask on and they ain't been vaccinated. And people are still smiling and hee-hee and ha-ha and all other motherfucking faces. And they out here COVID-19. They the COVID. So, no, I sure enough do wear my mask at both of my jobs still. And I've been fully vaccinated since March.
I hear that.
I still wear mine. I'm wearing mine till the wheels fall off. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
if this whole thing didn't teach me, like, people are absolutely, like, okay, so my other job at the supermarket, right, they have opened up the buffet. So, like, you know how, like, you go in the store, you could pick out, you know, your little chicken, your little rice and stuff like that. So now they have opened that back up. When I tell you, Not I. No, ma'am. No.
I'm not eating that shit. You can
get
my ass.
I'm not eating that shit. No. And I liked it before when they used to put it in containers. So they used to put it, like, the cooks would make, like, a little mini meal. So you would have, like, your chicken and broccoli and your noodles, or you could have your chicken and your broccoli and your rice. You could have your fried chicken. You could have, like, they made meals, you know, just in the little containers. That was cool with me. I was fine with that. But no, you will not catch me. No.
I got one for
you. I feel you.
Okay.
But you don't know how much fucking rice I want, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to pay for that amount of rice. Fuck that. No, I want a different amount of rice.
Okay, so you could get a different amount of rice, and you could get you a nice healthy side of COVID-19, and you could get a nice side of food. Okay, because I watched this gentleman. He came in the store. Today is Friday. I worked Monday. This gentleman came in the store. He was literally walking in front of me. He stops at the buffet. He looks at the stuff, he walks away, he comes back, he picks in his note.
See?
Then decides he wants some fried chicken. This man did not even use the utensils to pick up the fried chicken. This man used his hands, picked up this piece of fried chicken, and put it in the container. I was like, I am ready to go home right now.
I have a question. You saw this, and what was your next move?
My next move was to proceed to tell him that he's a nasty bastard. Then I went to customer service to let them know that they have to remove the fried chicken because now it is tainted because that nigga was in his nose and he touched the chicken
in his nose.
And did they remove it?
They had to. It was no choice.
Okay,
they had to.
Okay. No, that's all I want. I wanted to know how this ended. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know who was the nasty motherfucker that said, you know what, he only touched the piece that he took. I want to know if somebody said that dumb shit. That's how I was looking.
Oh, no. Mr. Otis don't play that. He don't play that about his food. Mr. Otis don't play about that. And the only time I will eat anything that's prepared in the store is when Mr. Otis is there. If he not here, I will walk past. Hey, is Mr. Otis here? No, he off today. I don't want none of this shit. Uber Eats, please. Or I'll wait till I get home. I don't want none of this.
The other day, I go in 7-Eleven, and I felt like causing trouble. But
Lord.
I was serious because it needed to be said. So I just asked the motherfucker, I said, yo, let me ask you a question. How come y'all don't individually wrap your pastries and shit, your donuts and shit like that? And Lady's like, what did I do wrong? No, I didn't say you did that wrong. I just want to know why, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers in here don't give a fuck about this, obviously. The store don't give a fuck about it, obviously. So now motherfuckers got to go get their coffee and a fucking COVID croissant. You know what I mean? Like, individually wrap them shits so the motherfuckers ain't got to put their hands all on shit. But so I go in there, and it was a lady, and she was a worker there. So I said, you know what? No doubt. I know what I got to do. I got to go back when the motherfucking owner's there. So I went back, and I seen the owner. And I'm talking to this nigga. I said, let me ask you a question. So you got a second? Yeah, let me talk to you. I said, you see all them dudes that sit out? I set it up very nice. I said, you see all them dudes that stand outside? He said, yeah. I said, I know you can't do nothing about it. That's beyond your control. But, you know, when they be coming in, they not the cleanest, right? No, they not. Oh, okay, yeah. But then also, you know what I'm saying, they be going in there, yeah, they be, why y'all just don't individually wrap them so that they could be your customers? Your customers won't have to worry about getting infected or dirty food. Well, we do that, but, you know, now with the amount of workers we have, they gave me some old long bullshit story. Long story left long. This motherfucker will wrap them shit because he does not have one more worker in there. He said they're supposed to have 8 workers. They only have 7, and they don't have to do that job. Is that the reason? Is it for real? That's what the fuck you go tell me?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
No,
wait
a
minute.
Reason.
I'm confused because raising my hand, I got
confused.
A whole question. Because the 7-Eleven up here, when it comes into the store, it's already individually wrapped.
Nope. Not the shit here.
Oh.
Now, some places, excuse me, they may have a feature or added service when they order their stuff to have it individually wrapped and delivered to them. Or they may do it themselves on location. Reason I say that is because some places do have them individually wrapped and some don't. That's why I asked them why they don't, because I've noticed other places do have it. But I don't know if that's how they get them delivered to them thing, or once you get them, you with yourself thing. That I'm not sure that. But I know it's some bullshit.
I know.
And this fucking...
I know the 7-Eleven around the corner from my house, when they get their deliveries in the morning. And first of all, don't judge me for knowing this. And don't judge me for being at the 7-Eleven when they get their pastries delivered. Okay? Mind your business.
Not only
but
am I judging you,
house,
but I'm only judging you because you told me not to judge you.
But the one by my house, when they coming off the truck, they all are individually wrapped.
Are they
it's
fresh
not a,
and warm, and do they smell good?
Yes. They're not. It's not a lot. It's not as. It's not as much as it used to be, but it is. They are individually wrapped. They do. They
is it,
smell
is it like
so
Krispy
good.
Kreme warm, or it's like Dunkin' Donuts warm?
Like
I ain't never had a warm. I ain't never had no warm donut from no goddamn Dunkin' Donuts. I've only had warm.
I ain't
donut.
Never had no warm donut from no 7-Eleven.
I don't go to 7-Eleven. We don't have 7-Elevens around here like that.
Yo, it's crazy because back home in New York, we didn't have them. But when I took to come down here, they started popping up. But they every fucking week. Yo, I swear to God.
We're getting
if
one
I
out
knew,
by my mama's house, but yeah. Well,
nigga, I should have bought a 7-Eleven if I knew what I knew now back then.
Let me tell you. So in North New Jersey, right, so the downtown area, it's one on, it's like 3 7-Elevens in like a 2-block radius.
Stop.
That's like Walgreens. That's a Walgreens on that corner.
I kid you not. It's a 7-Eleven on Halsey Street. It's a 7-Eleven on Broad Street. And then if you go down Broad Street even further, like you going toward the arena, it's a 7-Eleven across the street from there.
You want to be like me, Kitty.
I said, so I said, so y'all just put all these 7-Elevens just like right here just in case?
Hey, this nigga is 1422.
Shut up, bro.
Dumb.
Yo, wait. I got the picture to her. It's in my work phone. No, it might be in this phone. Yo, the other day, I'm going to send this picture to y'all. I swear to God. Yo, the other day, I seen, all right, they talk about black men don't believe in black women. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all, whoever says that, all right? Because I seen the ultimate love from black man to black woman the other day. In 7-Eleven's parking lot. I'm at work.
Oh, Lord.
It's hot as shit. I had stopped to go get me some water. I went to 7-Eleven, got my water, came back outside, got in my truck, about to boom, boom, put it in drive. Looked to my left at approximately 11 o'clock. And I saw two people coming. And what got my attention was the shit swinging. So I'm like, So then I looked again because, you know, I can't really see shit. So I looked again and I seen him and her. And I see her with a stocking cap on.
Oh, no.
And I see him in his right hand, motherfucking wig. This nigga is carrying her motherfucking wig. I was like, nigga, if that ain't love, I don't know what the fuck is. She was hot because it was hot. She was wiping her head, and she took her wig off to let her hair breathe, and this nigga said, mommy, I got you. Give me that. Is that love? Love. Come on. Let me hear it.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't wear it.
That is a hot mess is what that is.
First of all,
if it's 1,000 degrees outside, why you got a wig on anyway? Like,
exactly.
You know it's hot outside.
Everybody, get this switched out and go on about your business this week, because you're not about to, I'm not putting that shit on my head. They're just going to put a wool helmet on your head in the middle
not
of...
Not a wool helmet. Bitch, not a wool helmet. Lord.
A wool... Yo, but I mean, all right. See, y'all missing it, though. Y'all missing it. Fuck her and her dumb life decisions. All right? Her sweaty scalp is something that's totally different. But this nigga carrying her fucking helmet.
Ain't
love?
That's the equivalent of, yes, I would say it's love, because it could be the equivalent of my feet hurt. I now got on flip-flops and he's carrying my shoes.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
See what I'm saying? There you go, kitty. Bring it home for me, mama.
Yeah, that we can look at it like that. But
okay.
She should not make these life choices in the middle of 100-degree heat waves around the bitch. Out there putting on that help me with them straps in the back, knowing good and well you sweat. You listen. If you know you sweat, right? You braid your hair down. You put that stocking cap on. You are now holding that moisture at your scalp. Do you understand how bad your hair stinks at this point? Then you turn around. You turn around. You put this synthetic cap of wool hair, whatever, on your head. Then you step outside into this 95-degree weather where it feels like 110 in the fucking shade. And you talking about
you know what burns me up that I can't for the life of me understand that women do? So you went to the beach, right?
bitch.
You got on a whole lace front, right? You got on a brand new install. Your face is beat to the gods. You are at the beach.
Sweating all that cake off your face.
So now your face is running down your face because you decided you wanted to put on 82 layers of makeup.
Face is running down your face?
Yep, that's exactly what that shit's doing.
Your face is running down your face.
Yeah.
Your face is running down your face because you decided to put on 52 layers of makeup to go to the beach to sit in the sun.
How the fuck do you have a schizophrenic face? How does your face run down your face? That is hilarious. I'm done with y'all too.
Nigga, because it's sweating off of their face. Y'all having a fucking face off out here. You out here looking like the Joker.
Face off. Nigga said, yo. I'm fucking done with you.
I'm fucking done with you.
Nigga called the Nicolas Cage having a face off. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, you out here looking like the Joker after he done dropped himself into the acid bat. If you don't get somewhere and shut your ass down.
The acid bat. I always wanted to know about that because when I go to the beach, right? Like even though I might not go far in the water, like I don't be out in the ocean, like I don't be out there. But like I'll get in the water or whatever, but I'm like I'm not going to the beach with a full face of makeup because it's hot.
But listen, if you look at them, like if they don't go to the beach with makeup on, somebody gonna mistake them for one of them jellyfish. That's all.
So when the bitch don't got her face running from her face, she look like a jellyfish. Is that what you just said?
That's exactly what she just said. And you know what else I don't understand?
Cause you ain't getting
in
the pool.
At pool party.
That makes
sense
to me. Here's
the thing.
No.
Cause it's always the chick, right? So it's 100 women at this pool party, right? It's always the one that's beat to the gods, right? Brand new lace front. She got on all her 52 layers of makeup and everything else. She the first one to go in the goddamn pool. So now it's a squirrel floating around in the pool, and now she's coming out the pool looking like she was in the Crying Game.
All right, number one. This got to be a Caucasian party because you know a sister ain't no motherfucking black woman that got her fucking makeup on, her weave, nigga. And her fucking eyelashes in, getting in no motherfucking pool. So I don't know what white people and Asians found in your fucking pool party, but that couldn't have been a melanated pool party. I'm saying that with confidence in my voice. You sweat.
I go to pool parties and I get in the pool because I like being in the pool.
Do you have a weave on, and do you have makeup on, and do you have eyelashes on?
I don't. So first of all, I don't wear makeup during the summer because I
be
sweat.
No.
Listen, mm-hmm. I sweat. I'm not going to act like my ass don't sweat like a goddamn pig in the heat.
And you don't want your face to run from your face. I get it.
Exactly. So, and then I'm natural, so I can get in the water and go under the water and still have some curls and shit. Now, if I just got my hair done, I'm not even coming to the pool party. Fuck you and your pool party. Because I'm not coming. I just got my hair done.
See? So that goes along with what I said. Had to be practiced.
So, I don't... somebody pushed her in that pool. They was sick of her prancing her ass around
right.
there. They pushed that bitch.
See, that's option two. The bitch was acting hostile, Diddy. Niggas was like, you know what? I got something for her ass. I got something.
That's exactly who got pushed in the water. Soon as she got there, they pushed her ass in the water. Her eyelashes is gone. The squirrel on top of her head is gone. And now her, like, her face is running down her face.
That must have been a bun she had in her head, if it's a squirrel.
It was long,
you know
too.
What?
It was one of them
a
long
ponytail.
Ones. She had all the inches, honey.
It was a ponytail.
No,
okay.
It was a whole wig. It was a lace front.
And she
had just walked in, and they was and everybody
her.
And they pushed her ass right in the fucking pool. Now your night over. You ain't got no eyelashes. You ain't got no makeup on, and your hair is floating around in the pool, and the dudes that was in the pool wasn't shit because they was tossing, they had balled it up, so now they was playing catch with it.
See? Yep. They
and apparently, them things cost a lot of money to get installed. People out here charging like $1,900 to get a wig put on, like... To put a wig on somebody.
Now, does
so
that,
therefore,
does that wig not come off like the Gorilla Goop girl hair do? Because I'm not doing that shit.
That thing came. She hit that water. That thing said, "Oh no, 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 no." That shit came right on up.
She ain't even use no got to be. No
Maybe she used the got to be, but that got to be said, "I'm not doing this shit today." That got to be said, "I got to be tired is what I am, and I'm not doing it."
I'm scared to ask. What the fuck is got to be?
It's
hair glue.
Hair glue.
It's
a spray on hair glue.
Yeah, it's stuff you. Yeah.
All right, I thought that was like a, you know how motherfuckers say, like, yo, I got that act right in the car. You know what I mean? So I didn't know if that was the name of a product or like a term that y'all, you know what I'm saying, call. Got to be.
It's a product.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that you can better put a picture to it. It's the shit that the Gorilla Glue girl was supposed to put in her hair, but the bitch put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
No.
Yep.
So this bitch thought that just because it had a G on it, it was the same shit?
Listen, it ain't the same shit, because, bitch, you found that in the doggone hardware section of the motherfucking Walmart. So it's got to be it's over there with the beauty product.
That bitch got to be a gorilla. How about that?
She a different looking one now. Ain't she done got pregnant? She's a different looking spirit.
No, she ain't pregnant.
I thought she was pregnant. Yeah, she was pregnant. That's what they said the last time. Yeah, she's having a
I thought she just came out. She just came out with hair care stuff.
She did that too.
Didn't she have a fucking GoFundMe or some shit like that?
Yeah,
because she had to go get her hair fixed surgically. She had to go all the way out to California for them to get that shit out her head. During the summer, like, I want to get braids, but then I'm like, hey, if I go swimming, it's going to take 3 days for my hair to dry. So,
why would it take 3 days for your hair to dry?
Because it's hard for braids to dry. Especially long ones. It takes a while. Yeah.
I mean, I get it because
I want you to get out.
I got hair. You know what I'm saying? And when I get in the water, it take a minute, but. Man, you standing in that sun for 45, 50 minutes?
You got to think, that's braided. That's this, and that's your hair. And this is some old braided synthetic shit.
Okay, well, all right. Yeah, we know. Yeah, synthetic, yeah. Sponges do hold water. Sponge head
you know, just like that wool. Just like that wool. You know, that wool.
all in my helmet. Somebody in front of me, goddamn it.
That's
not
the
shit I would
she
do.
She said the shit was wool. She said it was wool.
Y'all know I'm
winning. She said it was wool.
Oh.
Y'all, did y'all see this thing going around today that about from the air? Did
about
you see it from the airlines? So everybody was coming back from the Dominican Republic going back to Atlanta, and they had 29 girls that was coming back from the Dominican Republic that got BBLs. Y'all ain't
seen
it?
No, I didn't see the story. No. The girl, I
that got what?
All day. I ain't been looking. They got big Brazilian butt lifts.
BBL.
So
okay.
Yeah,
all right. I'm trying to give the acronym. Brazilian butt lifts. Y'all motherfuckers
yeah, so
in this
was...
fucking BBL. What was the other shit? GB. What the fuck y'all be fucking coming up? Yo.
Got to be, nigga. It's called got to be.
Gangbang, nigga.
Oh, Lord. What
happened?
Girl, what happened?
So it was, so they was coming back from the
Dominican Republic,
and it was like, and it was like they were going through the airport, and they needed, I guess apparently they needed people to come and push them.
Yeah, wheelchairs, okay.
Because they couldn't get through the airport without it. I'm trying to find the video.
Without their butts?
No, because they all had surgery, so they all in wheelchairs, and it wasn't enough people working in the airport.
Wait, how you?
It was 29 of them,
and you sitting on it in a wheelchair. That don't make no sense to me. I'm confused.
No,
wait a minute.
No, they have a donut up under their butt.
These
like,
bitches
you know,
got. I'm done.
Like it's okay. It's not a real like a donut you eat, but it's a
no,
donut.
No, I know, Like yeah. You sit on
that. You sit on or whatever that you have to use. So a lot of times.
Wow.
So obviously these bitches. They didn't stay long enough to be able to go to the recovery house because you have to be in the recovery house at least a week or two because it takes at least 10 days for you to be able to fly. So, and you
this
see,
is amazing. I never knew this shit.
So, when what's happening right now, everything in the airport is short-staffed. The prospects, who are the people who push the wheelchairs, they are short-staffed. Airline crews are short-staffed. The restaurants in the airport are short-staffed because nobody wants to fucking work. So I believe it. They were probably sitting there waiting and probably missed their goddamn flight, too.
So you're telling me I can get a
Here
job at the airport right now?
I'm sending the link for you guys to look at in the room.
Okay.
I'm sending it to the office right now.
I'm driving. I can't see it right now. But, yeah, nigga, listen. Everything at the fucking airport is hiring at this point. Everything. Hell, if you ain't seen the news that they're canceling anywhere from 100 to 1,000 flights a day because of shortage of people not working in the airport.
So they ain't no shortage of motherfuckers asking to fly, but it's a shortage of motherfuckers being able to make motherfuckers fly.
Listen.
Listen.
So what is that?
Crew.
Is that like ticket agents, baggage handlers, stewardesses?
So when they say crew, that's pilots and flight attendants. Okay. Over the weekend, 800 flights, I want to say 800 flights canceled out of Dallas because there was not enough crews to work the flight.
800 in Dallas alone?
I want to say 800, but I want to say that, but it could be less. But flight definitely canceled because of that shit. People were stranded.
Nigga, if it was 80, that's too many.
Listen. There's 80 a day in any given airport. Hell, in Philly, they're now saying that at least 2 American flights canceled daily because they don't have nobody to work them.
Damn.
So, and then you got gate agents who get to have 2 or 3 gate agents working it. They're down to 1. Ramp
agents. I'm going to give me a job at the airport.
Ramp agents are currently
show up late,
multiple jobs.
See them niggas to find me.
Nigga.
Shut up, Ron. Shut up.
Ramp agents
that like a plan,
multiple jobs now as well. They're
they do sound like
do,
a plan, though.
They do gate, they do ramp, they do everything. Like, it's just crazy. I have to wait for cleaners to come on my goddamn plane, and it's supposed to be 3 cleaners. Every now and again, I only got 1. Like, it's crazy.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I don't know what everybody is applying for, but, baby, I saw it, and I said, you know what? As if though I need another fucking job. I was like, you know what? Let me just see. Girl, why did it take me almost an hour to do that damn application? And I wasn't even halfway through with it. I was like, you know what? Fuck them Amy job. I don't even want it no more. I don't even want it.
What was it?
I don't even want it. I don't even want it.
All the airlines are good ready to start back hiring. So, yeah. Well, Spirit put up yesterday they hiring me. I don't want to go to Spirit. Spirit is ghetto.
It ain't as bad as Frontier, though, honey.
And that's what my friend CJ was like. Oh, he said he had an interview this week. I need to text him and see how it went with Frontier. Because the only reason why he went to Frontier is because they're getting ready to open up a hub in Atlanta, and that's where he's from, and he's tired of commuting to Charlotte. So, yeah. Yeah, listen. I'm just trying to finish this school while I'm doing this job right here. And I'm about to take some more additional classes for some other shit that I don't know if I need to do or not. Yeah. Let them pay for this shit. And then I'm going to go on over to their cybersecurity department and still have flight benefits. I need y'all to get off this highway if y'all going to be doing too. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm actually so boom. So I'm in D.C., right now on my way back to VA. And I'm in Chinatown. And, yo, these fucking China spots is popping. Nigga, you hear the shit in the background? Just give me a light and pass the drove. This is motherfucking Chinatown Garden, nigga. I passed the other one down the block, and them niggas is like, boom, boom, bye-bye, and I'm like, oh, shit, let me find out. I need to drop this bag off and go fucking party with the Chinos.
The Chinese people?
I don't know. It must be the spot in China. I mean, I'm sure it's a bunch of Negroes in there. But I'm like, oh, shit, I ain't know about this. It's fine. I'm going to go home, get my vehicle, and come on back.
Did you enjoy the go-go event that you
I didn't
went
even
to
go.
The last time? Fuck
y'all. I didn't go because it wasn't the band that motherfuckers wanted to see. So motherfuckers was like, nah, we ain't going here. We going someplace else. And the someplace else they was going, I didn't want to go. So I ended up not going.
They suck, Quinn.
Yeah, they play too much. But I can't wait. That's what I'm looking for. Looking for a nice little backyard bashman or some dumb shit like that.
We haven't, I haven't flown to D.C. since the last time. That was a month ago.
The show was.
Well, we haven't been flying to D.C. But for whatever reason, out of Reagan, now they're like, they want planes to have first class sections in them. My plane doesn't have that, so we ain't been flying. We've been going every fucking well else.
Everywhere. Every fucking where else. I hear that.
Listen. Oh, my God. Last night, we didn't get into damn Toledo until 12:30.
Ohio.
Yeah, we was in Toledo.
I hear that. There you go, Miss fucking Carmen San Diego. Where the fuck is Imaj at?
Currently riding up 85 North.
Currently riding up 85 North.
Right.
All right. So, boom, let me ask you this question.
Uh-oh.
This whole Olympic shit, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, this whole Olympic shit, right? These niggas is out here, yo. They is out here. Oh, yes, yeah, so this Olympic shit. Is it lucrative? Is it worth it to be an Olympian? Like, you putting all this time in and you getting money once every 4 years. You know what I mean? Is it worth it?
There's endorsements. You get endorsements and shit.
How many motherfuckers get endorsements?
A lot of
them. A lot of them?
Yeah. Especially the ones who
I don't see
medals.
A lot of them. I see the same gymnast, maybe a swimmer or two. You know what I'm saying? The basketball players, they already got their shit.
There's also gold medal winners. It's probably some stipulations behind that shit. You got to win some gold medals. You got to do some extravagant ass shit. Just like Simone Biles does what? Is it the Uber Eats commercial?
Yeah, the Uber Eats commercial.
But,
she's doing like skincare commercials. She's doing all kinds of shit.
Yeah. They gotta want to work with you. I'm sure.
All right, let me ask you this:
when's
the last time you seen like women's archery get an endorsement?
I mean, we may not see it, but somebody got to get them the doggone arrows and bows that they got. I mean, they might have some shit that I might not see. For the simple fact that I'm not interested in you going to the
winter
sport? No, it's a summer.
Isn't that a
winter
sport?
That's a summer sport.
Now, like that cross country skiing, pull the shit off your back and then shoot some shit. That they do that in the winter. I don't know if they still do it as a sport or not, but I mean, my thing is that all right, let's see the endorsements. What, $60,000, $70,000. $200,000 endorsement over 4 years? And you know how you got to eat right, so you ain't a regular living motherfucker. You got to train right. You ain't a regular. I don't know. I mean, if you love something, I guess it's always worth it. But financially, I would say, man, you could do better selling that monkey.
Oh, Lord. Dear God.
Oh, my bad.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
I have nothing. I just.
Nothing? You got nothing?
How far am I away from my exit? Nothing. How far am I away from my exit? Oh, I am about 20 minutes from home.
Tell her.
Yes.
Question.
Yes.
These heifers, because I didn't look at it yet. These heifers, with the buttocks that had the wheelchairs, how did that shit turn out?
Yes. Oh, like, so the ones that could walk, they had to push their wheelchairs, and the other ones just
they had to be wheelchair. But the whole thing was like, it was 28 of them, 29 of them on the same flight coming back from the Dominican Republic to Atlanta. Like, damn,
now,
they ain't even break y'all bitches up. Like, they ain't put y'all in groups.
Let me tell you something. Them bitches that go to Miami, let me tell you, them gate agents, they be hollering at them doggone gates when they come out of there. Because they be like, we got a flight coming in from Miami. We need 10 wheelchairs. Listen.
I'm done.
Yes. Because when I went to Miami, and we were coming back, and you know, I know how the lingo goes in the airport. So nobody was really listening, but I was. I heard on with the radio. She was like, prospect to gate B6, I need 10 wheelchairs. And they was like, oh, my God, because anytime it's that many, they think it's old people coming in. They was like, y'all know this is a Miami flight. You know these girls coming in here with these BBLs. I was like, oh, God. Listen, I don't want them talking about me when I go get my tummy tuck and my BBL. I don't want them talking about me. I'm going to stay down there at the recovery house for about 2 weeks, and then I'm going to be able to fly. You won't talk about me.
And then I saw it was one girl I found the video on TikTok. She said she went down to the Dominican Republic and got a BBL. She got liposuction. She did the muscle repair and something else, and she only paid $5,500 for that shit. I said, what? No wonder they are just running all over. $5,500. She had like 3 surgeries.
Girl, listen. The shit I want to get done, that's a good old $10,000 right there. Right there. And I only want a tummy tuck and my butt done. Because if I get the tummy tuck, it ain't going to look right with just a normal butt. We got to lift my butt up a little bit. I mean, it's already big, so we just going to lift it up. We're going to take this fat that's in my stomach, and we're going to put it there, and we're going to lift this shit up. We got this. Then I'm going to be real hard to deal with, and then people ain't going to like me, and I don't give a fuck.
I'm like, I just can't. Like I watched this particular person, like their journey through getting the whole BBL and going overseas. But this was like in the middle of the pandemic, though. Like this
was
hard.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, like the recovery. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, the recovery is brutal. Yeah. So.
Oh my God.
You must be watching it. I guess I'm not yet.
Oh no, my bad. Yo, I looked at the phone. I was like, oh shit, I ain't on mute. Like, whoa, that was
bad.
Nice,
I'm
right
sorry.
There.
That was my bad. I hit the wrong button.
What?
That was my bad.
What? Oh, Lord.
I hit the wrong button on my phone.
Oh.
No, you good. That was me not having any verbal control.
Ever.
Okay. Wait, hold on. How's married life treating you so far? Come on, we need an update.
Oh,
how long has it been and how's it treating you so
good.
Far?
Married life is good. We just been doing our regular smegular stuff. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's been good.
Okay. Nobody changed
because they got that paper. Nobody changed.
No. I mean, I have been killing this. I've been killing the white shit, though. I have been. So Father's Day, right? So he used to DJ, right? So he has all these records that are now in our house.
So one of the records that he really, really, really always used to play, he always used to play or whatever, was it was an Isaac Hayes record. And he had lost it, you know, moving from studio to studio, whatever the case may be, in his travels. But I was able to find the record, and I was able to give it to him for Father's Day.
You almost made me cry. You almost made me cry right there.
Yep.
A tear was right there. It was right there in the corner about to drop. I stuck that shit back up, though.
I tracked it. I tracked it down. It was an older gentleman. He had a copy, and he was in Canada.
Oh, wow.
I tracked it down. Nice. He was in Canada. And he asked me, you know, like, what did, you know, was I Isaac Hayes fan? I was like, well, I am, but it's more so for my husband. I said, you know, Father's Day is coming up, and, you know, this was his favorite record. He was like, all right, I'll make sure. I'll ship it, and I'll get it to you in 2 days. And he sure did. He sure
That's
did.
What I'm talking about.
That's all right.
That's the equivalent of a man carrying his woman's wig. See what I'm saying? That's love.
Yeah. 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 And we're back here.
No, but that's what I'm glad to hear, man. Life is good.
Listen.
I'm gonna ask for periodic updates. So don't you know what I'm saying? All right.
And the nigga said, I need to know what married life is like before I decide to enter into such things.
But I will say this though, like we've been together for quite some time, so like we're
with each other, like this wasn't new. So, girl, let me talk.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't new, but it damn sure ain't the same because there's a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? Of bondage
right.
Now that you do have that you didn't have before.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I went to jail this week. All because I was trying to go to the DMV to change my name on my ID.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Almost went to jail.
Oh, Lord.
You said almost went to jail?
Jail. Okay.
Kitty, are you familiar with this story?
Story time. So up here in New Jersey, to get anything done at the DMV,
you need to make an appointment. You have to make an appointment online. The thing is that you can only make appointments like around this time, like midnight is when they post the appointment. So it's like first, it's basically like first come, first serve. You got to find the day, and you just got to get to your appointment and hope that you put the information in faster than everybody else. So I have my appointment scheduled for Tuesday at 2:15. I get to the DMV. It's pouring rain in here, right? Pouring rain. I get to the DMV, and there's a line of people that's wrapped around the building. Like, wrapped around the building. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I stand in the line, only to find out I was in the wrong line. I had to check in. I go stand in that line to check in, only to find out that nobody had been checking people in since 12:30. Well, actually, 12 o'clock. So there's people that have been waiting, their appointment was like 12 o'clock, 12:15, 12:20, 12:30, so on and so on. My appointment was at 2:15. So I had all these people ahead of me. And finally, I get inside. I go back outside to stand, and then they start calling numbers in. So I finally get inside. The lady asked me, do I have all points or whatever the case may be. Have everything. I give it to her. Only to get to the window
is they close at 4:30. Like, I get to the window at like 4:15. The lady is so busy flirting with this other dude that works there. She fucks my entire thing up. I didn't get home till after 6 o'clock from the DMV.
So why was you about to go to jail?
Huh?
I said, but why was you getting ready to go to jail?
Thank you.
You was going to fight that lady?
Yeah, that's what it must have been. Yeah, she was going to fight the lady, maybe.
She was about to fight the lady. She was going to fight the lady.
She was going to fight the nigga because he should have been where he was supposed to be, and he was in the lady's area. So she knew the lady wasn't going to stop talking to him.
She was so busy. She was so busy flirting and everything else that she did everything wrong. So at this point, it's her trying to fix it, but she can't, so she got to get her supervisor. Her supervisor got an attitude because it's after 4:30 and she ready to go. So it's another lady that does, I guess, the auditing and the money drop. So I still got to pay. And now they all stuck there, and they got an attitude. And then she's like, oh, my God, well, you're going to have to come back. I was like, I'm not coming back because I was here on time. I got to your window. It's not my fault I got to your window at 4:15. Nobody said for you guys not to be calling people outside and for you to think that your day was done at 11:30 when other people had to come in. That's not my problem. I came here and you screwed up my paperwork. Like, she literally, like, she had my name, my first name. She had part of my last name, my new last name. Like, so my new last name is Williams. So she had on my paper, she had Keisha C.O. Williams O.K. Like, that's what she had on the paper. I was like, oh, this is wrong.
Exactly,
because she was worried about going to get drinks with old boy instead of doing what she's supposed to be doing. Like, no, this is wrong, and I'm not. She's like, well, can you come back? No, you're not going to inconvenience me because you made a mistake, and you're not going to try to get loud with me. And you're wrong. I could see it, like, if I came there and I didn't have all my paperwork. I could see it if I came there and you couldn't do what I needed to be done. But you already did it. You just did it wrong. So now you have to redo it. And I'm not leaving.
Redo my
And the security dude and the security that they had there, they're like, oh, well, if they tell you, you got to go, you got to go. I don't got to do nothing but stay black and die, sir. No. I'm not leaving because I got here when I was supposed to. It's not my fault that she can't do her job.
She needs to be unemployed.
And then it was so maddening, like really standing out there. So mind you, like I said, it's pouring down raining outside. Like, so once you're outside of the building, you can see inside the office. So you see them. It's one dude that's sitting at the desk. He's asleep. Like, literally, he's napping. It's another lady that's sitting at the desk. She's looking out the window, looking at us in line, and she's sitting there eating.
Oh, absolutely.
Bad bitch. I said it.
I was like, I'm never coming here for nothing else ever again. That's it for me. And I didn't get home till almost 6 o'clock because it took her an additional hour to fix the thing that she shouldn't have done in the first place. Like, I'm like, how did you even screw that up? So if you saw that I was changing my name, how did you even get my last name, like my maiden name, mixed up into my lap? Like, how did you even do that? Because that is nowhere near on any paper that I gave you. Like, my name's not even hyphenated because I was like, that's too much trouble. People are stupid. let me just simplify it and just change it to Williams. Like, I'm not even going to try to hyphenate it. And you still fucked that up. How? And you know when you go to the DMV, they got the little bubbles you're supposed to write in, the little squares. So it ain't like it was wrote together, like I wrote it together and you just couldn't read it. No. You thought you was just going to rush through my shit because you wanted to go out. And then you thought I was just going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll come back tomorrow. No, the fuck I'm not. Because you were, they were already giving people, they were rescheduling people to come back the next day at 8 o'clock. So if you already told 20 people to come back tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I'm still not getting seen at 8 o'clock.
Right.
So now you telling me I got to take a whole nother day just to do this? And I'm like, first and furthermore, like, y'all ain't shit anyway. Like, it was a lady that was standing out. Mind you, again, it's raining outside. It's cold. It was a little elderly lady that was outside waiting. Her appointment was at 12 o'clock. Like I said, my appointment was at 2:15. This woman had been standing outside in the rain all that time, and nobody came outside to check anybody in.
That's crazy.
And then she finally gets inside, and then they still don't help her. They tell her to come back tomorrow, the next day at 8 o'clock. Like I said, they told 20 people to come back the next day. I'm like, so that's already half your load right there. And that's not to mention the people that already have appointments scheduled. No, I'm not coming back here.
Wow.
She was like, well, this is going to take a long time. I said, I don't care. I was like, I already have the day off of work. I don't care. We can sit here till 8 o'clock at night, but you're going to fix it. You're going to fix it.
Yep, I agree.
If it was on my end, I wouldn't have said anything. Like, if I got there and it was like, oh, we can't accept any of this paperwork, you're going to have to come back, fair enough. You know what? I should have got all my paperwork together. But no, this wasn't my fault. This was your fault. And you're going to fix it.
Right now. Not now,
today.
But right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Well, Ron, we would have been going to pick her up from the jailhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, we.
Sure would have.
Where are we, child? Well, it's now after 2 o'clock. We are in reported time. And I just got home.
Yay.
Oh, we. Listen. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired.
As you should be.
Scared.
I told you your schedule made me tired.
And all I want to do is shower and go to bed. So I wanted to.
As you should.
So, well, next week. I don't even know what my schedule is like next week. I don't know. We'll play next week by ear. Depending on where I am in the world.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right.
Ron, be good. Dre has dropped off because Dre's a hoe.
Yeah.
I can, like, you know what, I'm done. But.
And Ron has dropped off also.
Okay. Well, we're done. We're done for the night.
All right,
friends. I'll talk to you later.
Be good. All righty. All right, you too. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.